Well, hello and welcome to Hot in Arizona. We're still sticking with that hot and muggy theme. I think we're going to stick with that for a little while. I don't know. I'm over it, though. I'm ready. Like one of my friends says, I'm ready for the burr months. September, November, and October, and December, and, you know, just get me to the burrs. Although, it's not like we get falling leaves, but even still, it does cool down a little bit, and it's not quite as sticky, you know what I'm saying? So, I started a thing. I'm kind of famous for that. I'm famous for starting things. It's finishing them that I kind of struggle with, but I'm hoping, I'm very hopeful about this one. So far, it is turning out much better than I expected. So, I'm hopeful. So, you remember how I told you that I hurt my back? And it is like 85% better. So, I'm happy with that for right now. It'll get there. It'll get there. But, remember I ended up going to the doctor. And, I told the doctor, I said, you know, I didn't feel good. And this is something that I've told some people and they all give me that look, you know, that look. I said, it's like I can feel myself dying. I feel like I'm rotting inside. I can feel it. And I know it's wrong. I know the feeling is wrong and I know it doesn't have to feel this way. And of course, the doctor gave me that look. And then, you know, being funny, well, we're all dying. Yeah, Some quicker than others. And I didn't like it. So I am a diabetic. I'm a type 2 diabetic. We first figured out the whole diabetes thing when I was pregnant with my oldest son. I was a gestational diabetic, and once he was born, I went back to being normal. And then with my second son, 8 years later, again, gestational diabetic, and this time it did not go away. So that was fun. And then, of course, I am lactose intolerant. Now, y'all have heard me say this. I've talked about this before. I am lactose intolerant. I have been since I was born. I could not drink milk as a baby. With formula, it was hit or miss. And so I wound up surviving off of apple juice. You know, this was way back when. This was 100 years ago. They didn't have all the different baby stuff they have now. So I was raised on apple juice, which probably aided that whole diabetic thing later in life. But I digress. So I pushed through it because I like dairy. I mean, I don't necessarily like milk. That is one thing that I really cannot drink. If I do drink it, it's better that it's skim milk. It needs to be ice cold and I can have a little bit. When it's whole milk, I'm going to throw up. The stomach pain, it's horrible. But sometimes I will push through it because you and I both know they ain't nothing better with fresh, hot chocolate chip cookies than a glass of milk, right? I mean, come on. Am I right or am I right? Am I right? Right. So there have been occasions when I will drink some milk and then you push through it. You're just like, okay, I'm in pain. I'm doubled over. It's cool. We're good. Keep moving. I'm not real huge on ice cream. I do like ice cream, but it's not like I have to have it all the time. But I love cheese and I really like yogurt. And so I just push through it. And that's not always a good thing, right? Because it's just not good on your body. It's not good. So I got these things going on. And years ago when I had to quit my job, I wasn't feeling well. It was horrible. I couldn't stay awake. I was like eating constantly because I wasn't absorbing any nutrients. And they had taken all these blood tests, and I had nothing. I had nothing in me. They took 18 vials of blood, and I had no sodium, no chromium, no magnesium, no nothing that makes your body function. And the doctor then told me, yeah, you should take care of this. But she didn't say how. She didn't say how. And that was when I went and got my certificate in nutritional therapy. Now, I went to school. It was great. Took a lot of classes. I'm still taking classes because you got to stay up to date on this stuff. But what did I do with it? I mean, I did help other people. But what did I do for myself? Nothing. You know that saying, the cobbler's kids go barefoot? Because you do for others, but you don't do it for yourself. And of course, you know, I'm not a good patient anyway, right? I'm not going to listen to me. So it wasn't very helpful. But I thought, you know, I'm going to tell you something. And I think it's okay to tell you this because she has said it already on her social media. You remember co-host Kelly? Her mother has been diagnosed with cancer. And it was stage 4 cancer. And she is starting her treatments, but it's still very scary. And of course, the first thing I do is my body goes into sympathy pains, right? That was a whole reason for going to the doctor with my back was, you know, part of it is in her mother's back. And I thought, oh my gosh, I need to get to a doctor. So I really felt bad for Kelly. And I thought, you know, I need to do something. I need to straighten up and fly right. Because I am too young to feel the way I do. We all wake up in the morning and we're stiff, right? I mean, we know this. It comes with aging. And you're like, oh, wow, sat too long in that position. But you should not, at least I don't think that you should be in actual pain. And it's hard to describe to somebody what that pain feels like. It's like, well, you know, how does it hurt? You know, is it like when you run your knee into the side of your desk? Well, kinda. But it's hard to really pinpoint it and hard to describe it to someone who has never felt that pain. So one of the things, I ask my family when I wake up in the morning, how are you doing? I don't feel good. Well, what does that mean, you don't feel good? I mean, I don't feel good. I'm nauseous. I feel sick to my stomach. I go to bed feeling that way. I go to bed feeling sick to my stomach. I go to bed with stomach pains, headaches. Everything hurts, and I wake up the same way. And I try to be grateful that I'm even waking up. And I am grateful to be able to see the beautiful blue skies and the suns here in Arizona. But I hurt, and I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to have to move forward. So I said, okay. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to do something, right? Oh, so I was talking to a friend of mine, and she's a health coach. Yes, you know, it is. Same Kelly. And I told her, I said, I know you have a gazillion things going on in your life right now, but I'm going to ask you for help. And she said, yes. I don't mean to cry, but with everything she has going on, she said, yes. So bless her heart. You know, I know what to do. I know the things I'm supposed to eat. I know the things I'm supposed to do, but I have a different skill set than Kelly. Kelly enjoys cooking. I don't. I have a nice kitchen. I have a big kitchen. When I walk into that kitchen, I can cook, and I'm a good cook as long as I'm following a recipe. tell me what to do and how much, and I can do it. Kelly can walk in, look at her pantry, take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and poof, there's something beautiful and tasty. I can't do that. It's just not in my wheelhouse. So Kelly was kind enough to put together a weekly menu for me, along with a shopping list. And then, God, this woman, she knows me so well. And then, because she knows how much I love to shop, she went shopping with me. We did it together. We looked at things. She told me about different things. And I was like, okay, because this was a store that I don't normally go to. It's nowhere near my house. I had to drive over half an hour to get there because, you know, out where I live in the boonies, we just don't have these little fancy places. So she helped me get all the stuff, and I will tell you, it was not cheap. Eating healthy is not cheap. No. It was hundreds of dollars, but a lot of it is stuff that I'll be able to use for like the next month. It's like the staples that you're going to put in your pantry, and hopefully I just don't leave it there and forget about it because it was freaking expensive. I'm going to eat this stuff because there's no way in God's green earth I'm letting all that go to waste. So what I have done is I have gone gluten-free, sugar-free, and dairy-free. I know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It seems like really drastic. And yet, I am quite shocked at how easy it has been so far. Because in my head, it was like so limiting. Ugh, gluten-free. Ugh, for real? Ugh, no, for real. Yes, it is different. It is different. But the recipes that she has given me for this stuff, oh my gosh. I had gluten-free pasta salad. Oh, like pasta salad's my downfall anyway. Super easy peasy. It's very pretty because it's not just like all one color pasta. And it seriously just tasted like pasta. I mean, it was just pasta. And holy cow, it is like, it is so saving for me because if I want to splurge or if I feel like I'm, you know, being too restrictive, I can have that. And it feels like I am just cheating away. Just, this is bad, which makes it so good. And yet it's just good. So anywho, I did do without sugar. You know, I'm a coffee person. I love my coffee. I love it. And the big joke is that I thought I loved coffee, but I really love cream and sugar. Well, I used to drink coffee black for many years until I met, you know, doofus number two, and he introduced me to coffee with cream and sugar, and I just never looked back. So I'm back to black coffee, and it's freaking awesome. So far, I don't miss the cream and sugar. I mean, it has just been amazing. Amazing. I don't know. Now, Kelly's known me for a long time. We've known each other for 13 years. She knows what I tolerate. She knows what I like. She knows what I don't like. She knows I'm not a big cook. She did a week's worth of the easiest meals ever. Oh my gosh, it has been amazing. And most of the recipes I have either gotten from the recipe book that I got from her retreat. And the other place is on her Instagram. She does a bunch of stuff there. So I know these little recipes, they're super easy. Holy cow. The Big Mac salad. Okay, so the Big Mac salad, I made it, and it just so happens one of my kids comes over with McDonald's. He's got a Big Mac. Mine smelled exactly the same. and it tasted even better. Because I was not eating that plastic bun. I mean, there's just, you know, every time I would eat fast food, I would feel sick. My stomach would literally hurt. And I thought, this is not right. The food that we are eating is just crap. So that Big Mac salad was amazing. I've made some smoothies, super yum. I have my little turkey roll-ups, and I made the pasta salad, and today I made the guacamole. I made guacamole. It was so yummy, and it was so super easy, because whenever I think, oh my God, making guacamole, I don't know why people make it look hard. It was super easy, and I even put tomatoes in it, and I ate them. Yes, I ate tomatoes. I ate fresh tomatoes. Usually, I will only eat tomatoes when they are in a pizza sauce. That is it. But I have been making all these great little recipes, and I'm going to tell you, I have woken up in the morning. I am not sick to my stomach. I feel more clear-headed. I don't hurt when I stand up. Now, that doesn't mean I don't feel stiff, but that pain isn't there. And it has been truly transformative. I'm really hopeful because this food is really yummy. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Now, I do struggle, okay? I do struggle. There are some times when I'm watching something and oh my gosh, I was watching a video and all of a sudden, I don't know what this woman was doing. Next thing you know, she is popping open one of those Pillsbury tubes and she's bringing out the croissants. And I'm like, oh my God, I want one. And then I think, ooh, think about how your tummy's going to feel afterwards. And seriously, I did not want one anymore. And then I went and I got some pasta salad. So I've set myself up to where I have these things that I can eat and enjoy. I had gluten-free tortilla chips. They didn't taste gluten-free. It says it on the bag, so I guess I have to believe them. But I was having that with guacamole. And I'm thinking, so what was I missing out on? I don't know. I don't believe I was missing out on anything. Now, Kelly, bless her heart, she was doing this out of the kindness of her heart. She was doing this as a friend for a friend. And I am truly, truly grateful. Now, one of the things I said that I want you to keep in mind, I said that I had gone to the doctor. So before I started doing this, I told my doctor, this is what I want to do. My friend is helping me, and this is how it's going to go. And so my doctor, knowing the medications I'm on, knowing me, my doctor said, I really like this for you. And you are so lucky to have her. And I am. I am totally lucky to have a friend like this. If you want to change, now I drastically changed my diet. My diet consisted of crap, and now my diet is consisting of fresh fruits and vegetables, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, and my doctor knows this and knows to watch me. I already have an appointment set up for a blood test, and so it's going along that way. Which is what I suggest you do if you want to do something like that, is to make sure that you let your doctor know, especially if you are on any medications. Let them know what you're planning to do. Today, you know, I have not had really any super bad cravings because there's still so much you can eat. I'm a chocoholic and I haven't had any except for some like keto cacao in my smoothie, but I have had some fresh fruit. I'm not craving anything. And I really just feel so much better, so much better. And so I'm just really looking forward to this next week. Oh my gosh, the recipes are just amazing. If you did, man, if you didn't get to her retreat, the recipes in her recipe book are again super duper easy. It's like don't make me start, chopping a whole bunch of stuff. And no, I just want to, measure this stuff out, pour it in, and off we go. And I haven't cooked anything. I mean, I did cook some meat. Now, Kelly is a vegetarian. I am not. And so she included things with meat. So I did have to cook some meat. But other than that, I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm going to have me a burrito bowl and I've got some leftover chicken. It's going to be awesome. It is going to be awesome. I'm super excited. I tell you, I'm super excited. Now, Kelly does have a lot on her plate, like I said. And so some things have kind of gone by the wayside, and then she starts up something else. She's just one of those. She's got to keep at least like six plates in the air, and if she removes one, she's got to put another one back up there. But I want to tell you about some of the stuff that she is doing. So, Healthy Heart and Happy Soul is her business. And if you're not following her on Instagram, get your butt over to Instagram and start following her. And she does a lot of her stuff on there. And again, just super easy, fun stuff. Now, one of the really super fun things is her YouTube channel. She just started. She's only got like, four videos up so far. But like I said, she like just started it. But go over there and subscribe and watch her videos. Give them a like. She's going to teach you how to set up your kitchen. She's going to teach you how to make these things. She'll show you how to do these recipes. Good stuff. So go and hang out with her over there. Hopefully, in the future, I think it would be great if she could do for me, or if she could do for others what she's doing for me, because I think it's just really helpful, especially for people like me that, I know what I'm supposed to do. I don't do it. I need some hand holding. I really do. It's just hold my hand and take me along and then I'll do it. Then I'll do it. So, but so far it's really been amazing. I try not to get too excited about it, You don't want to go, ooh, look, and then, the next day you wake up going, oh, I don't feel good. But so far, I don't know. I don't know. But that's all that I have for you. But I will tell you, I mean, we talk about like gluten. I told the doctor, I was like, I don't know. I don't know. Is gluten really that, I have my reservations on this, but there's just not enough testing done to really say what is going on with gluten. There are people that, it's not like I have celiacs or Crohn's or anything like that. I just know that I don't feel good. And so far, now, what is it that I'm feeling better about is, I've taken away three things. Which one is causing this, rejuvenation? I don't know. I don't know. And honestly, right now, I don't care. I don't care. Eventually, I may reintroduce something. It probably won't be dairy because I know that one for a fact. But I may reintroduce something later on, and maybe we'll see. That will tell. But for now, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. And that brings us to what is hot in Arizona. You want to talk about missing out? I'm like, oh, now what about going out to eat? And I don't want to be that person and blah, blah, blah. And whoo, so many places now are having, they know that people have these dietary restrictions. And so they are offering more and more. And there is one place that I absolutely love that we went to the other day. And I was like, well, I don't want to go against what I'm doing because I'm so happy with how things are going. We get there and poof, gluten free. What? We went to the Stand Burger Shop in Arcadia, right? Arcadia, the Stand Burger Shop, they have gluten free buns. And it tasted freaking awesome. It was awesome. Now, their burgers are huge and they're so yummy. So yummy. I had the big kahuna. Holy moly. I know there was sugar in the sauce, but holy cow. The lettuce, the tomato, the pickles, the cheese, and then they slap on this big old thick bacon and a big old slice of pineapple. Don't say ooh. No, pineapple's good. It's yummy. And it's good for you, so don't even. And I had a gluten-free bun. I did not have fries. You know what? I'll tell you what. I have not eaten fries in I don't know how long. I don't miss that at all. I don't miss fries. I don't know. They're not the same. They're not the same. McDonald's used to have great fries. I don't know what they do now. They just leave them, you know, like, they just set them out for a while. They don't even put them under the heater. You're just getting cold fries. And they don't salt them, right? It's like they forget to put the taste in the fries. I'm not unhappy about not having fries. I just got the burger, the big kahuna. And then, now this was before I started this whole thing, okay? So then I had something full of sugar, but it was so worth it for my last sugar. I had a milkshake. They have these milkshakes that are amazing. It's amazing. It's chocolate and chile. Chocolate and chile. So you're like sucking it down and the straws are huge. So you're like, you know, you're drinking this shake and all of a sudden, like this big old piece of, I don't know, brownie, I think it is, goes shooting in. You got to be careful. You'll choke on it. And so, but then you're like bite into it and there's some heat. There's a little bit of heat. So you got this wonderful chocolate taste and a little bit of heat. Oh my goodness. And then you're eating your hamburger and you got lava sauce on it. So again, you got this little bit of heat and then you, but then that pineapple just sweetens it. Oh man. I tell you that, it is so yummy. So the Stand Burger Shop is located at 3538 East Indian School Road in Phoenix. And if you blink, you miss it. I mean, all of a sudden there's a sign and the driveway and you've got to hurry up and just whip on in there. But it is super duper yummy. So worth it. I tell you, if you're not dairy-free and sugar-free, you get that shake. You get that shake. I love that chocolate with the heat. Oh my gosh. And the Big Kahuna is super, super yummy. They have others. They have, the person I was with had one called the Evil Burger. And it was like the moment you bit into it, the heat was there. It wasn't even like, it was, you know, it didn't give you a little reprieve and then just kind of kick in later. No, you were burning your lips the minute you bit into it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place. And the employees are super nice as well. So I don't know how long they've been there. It looks like they've been there forever. The little stand looks, you know, a little worse for wear. But so worth the trip. 3538 East Indian School Road. Head on over there. Get yourself a burger. And if you're gluten-free, you get a gluten-free bun. Oh, that's all that I have for you. I hope that everybody has a great week. I tell you, I am looking forward to this next week. I will keep y'all posted as things go on. You know, I'll keep you posted. Wish me luck. Wish me luck. And don't forget to head on over and say hey to Kelly and show her some love. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Watch the videos. Give them a like. Share them with your friends. Because you never know who needs to hear that stuff. And I will see you next week. Bye.